tonight. Not a chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Right smack dab in the middle of it. Right smack dab in the middle. We are right smack dab in the middle of it. Right on schedule.
The Secret Truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, your host, and Charlotte Littlefield Brown is on vacation. Our guest tonight is Tex Mars. Let me tell you about this gentleman before I bring him on. His latest book is entitled Mysterious Monuments, but he's also a well-known author of three other number one national Christian booksellers, including the landmark best-selling book, Dark Secrets of the New Age. He's also written over 40 other books for major publishers, but I believe he's publishing his own books now. These books have sold well over 2 million copies and have been translated into many foreign languages. Welcome to our program, Tex Mars.
Great to be with you tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an honor to have you here. Over 40 books. Is it over 40 now?
Yes, 42 to be exact. 42, and of course that doesn't count a lot of booklets and, of course, many videos that we've produced also. And it's great fun investigating, you know, what I call the darkness and exposing it. I have to tell you, I've made that my life's profession, and I like to do that because when you expose the darkness, then people will say, well, what is truth? And then, you know, you can let them know that, which is, of course, far greater than the darkness. But I believe we're immersed in so much deception, so many lies today. Everything seems to be wrapped in mystery and yet leads to lies. And so, you know, I think it's a very, you know, I'm just one person doing it, believe me, and there are many wonderful people out there that are exposing the darkness, but I'm glad to be one of that army of truth.
You know, Tex, you write with such clarity, it's understandable what you write. You're a good writer.
Well, you're very, very kind to say that, and of course, you know, I started out many years ago in the Air Force as a young man writing, and eventually they had me writing Air Force manuals and all kinds of things.
Well, that's right. You had quite an Air Force career before you got into, well, you taught at the University of Texas here, after retiring from the Air Force?
Well, actually, my last 5 years in the Air Force.
Oh, really?
I taught at the University of Texas, yeah. I was in the, it was called Air Force Science Department. I taught aerospace history, American defense policy, and really, the principles of warfare, sort of how to, you know, how to fight World War III. So those are the kinds of things that I taught, you know, I've had many, many, fighter pilots and, commanding officers who have come back over the years to say, Tex, I learned more in your classes, than, you know, anything I've ever, you know, learned before. Whether before I entered the Air Force or afterwards. A lot of full colonels and such now come back and say, hey, you know, you were the best instructor I've ever had. And I appreciate that because so many of them are very dangerous positions today. And of course, many people in the armed services also today, unlike what the media are telling us, they know that the wars they're getting involved in are absolutely fruitless and unnecessary. But, you know, like good soldiers, you know, ours is not to reason why. Do you remember that, George? Ours
yes,
is
uh-huh.
to do or die. It's just
right.
That's part of the old military thing. But it doesn't mean you like it. It doesn't mean you appreciate your civilian commander-in-chief ordering you into a war zone that is absolutely unnecessary to American security. And that's what we have. And, of course, you then, that's one of the reasons that I write books like Mysterious Monuments. Why do we have millions of people dying? Why all this bloodshed? Who's behind the horrible economic crimes, such as the drive up in prices of food so that many millions around the world are going to be starving in coming months and years, the drive up in the prices of oil, the destruction of jobs in the United States, the outsourcing of jobs in the United States and elsewhere. So all of these things, none of them are necessary, but they are all being brought in because of the greed and ambition and really just love of money of a very evil elite core. And so that's why I said, hey, I want to expose who these people are. And you know, so many people are frightened to discover the truth. And so many books they look at and they just, you know, they don't want to read them. I gave them a book here, you know, that has 875 photographs in it. You know, it's a master.
Well, you call it an encyclopedia, don't you?
It is an encyclopedia because it has almost every symbol, occult symbol, and configuration that the Illuminists you're using in their buildings and their structures and their monuments and their statues, and explains each one, the meaning of all of these things, so that what you discover, George, is that going up around us, in fact, being escalated today, is architecture of an unbelievable, I call it the architectural colossus. Now, here's the interesting thing about this. You know, so many people, George, you know, your program is called The Secret Truth.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, a lot of people say, I don't believe that. That can't be true. Certainly there's no conspiracy. There can't be an elitist cabal or clique. Why? I've been told from birth that, you know, the common man owns America, that we run this country, that we have a vote.
We have a vote, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't want to face the facts. And, you know, I've written, as you just mentioned, I've written 42 books now, and most of my books were words and documentation. But, you know, their eyes glass over, and many times they just don't want to hear it. So I decided, you know, once I really began to discover that architecture, believe it or not, the Illuminists, this New World Order clique, actually, theirs is a gospel in stone. They have signaled in advance what their intentions are in building. Now you say, well, I've never heard of such a thing. Well, wait just a minute. Every great empire, you know, all the way back to ancient Egypt or Babylon, has built what we call monumental architecture. And it was all very symbolic, and it signaled exactly what they were all about. Hitler had his own a personal architect, Albert Speer. Even Joseph Stalin had his architects around him and had grandiose plans to build Russia into the head of a new world order. And I have some pictures in Mysterious Monuments of one of the great Lenin's monument. And this was going to be more fabulous than the Statue of Liberty. And a statue of Vladimir Lenin would be at the top of it. So, again, you know, if we go back to Rome, we see the monumental architecture. You know, even the Catholic Church, when it controlled most of Europe, it began to build great cathedrals and great statues and cities devoted to the beliefs of the Roman Catholic Church. So it's not unusual, and again, go back to the Great Pyramid of Egypt, which are, in effect, you know, funeral pyres, where the Egyptian pharaohs were buried, and they would slay their entire entourage, 400 or 500 servants. You weren't very happy when your pharaoh died if you worked in the palace, because they were going to slay you and put you in there with him.
Boy, I didn't want to do that. We got to take a break, Tex, but we'll be right back. This is getting very interesting. Be right back. Thanks very much.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm your host, George Butler. Welcome back, Tex Morris.
Thank you very much, George.
You know, what is this about these gigantic monuments and these buildings? Are men trying to become gods and think themselves as gods? Is this what the dynamic is?
That really is the dynamic. And it's interesting, rather than just saying, you know, I'm a god and I'm superior to the inferior species of man, they develop a theocratic system. A very complicated system, and really what I have discovered in all of the architecture that's being built around the world in this colossus, and actually it's a perpetual building that's been going on for hundreds of years, but now being escalated, so they must believe the time is very short here for them, but it's interesting that everything harkens back to the ancient mystery religion. In other words, you cannot understand the Illuminati or the New World Order elite unless you go back and you discover what was happening, what did they believe in, what kind of gods and goddesses, what was the theological system in ancient mystery Babylon in Egypt. And, of course, that same system traveled around the world. You remember when the Tower of Babel was confounded, the builders were confounded by God, and the people then went and diverted themselves around the world speaking various languages. And so you find, for example, pyramids in almost every pagan society, not only in Egypt, but you find pyramids in the middle America, you know, the Toltecs, the Aztecs had the pyramids, and so did the Mayans, where they conducted human sacrifice rituals, bloodletting. Millions of people were slain. Go all the way down to South America among the Incas, you find the very same practice. But on the other hand, in China today, they have unearthed, archaeologists in just our generation, have unearthed what appear to be at least a system of over 1,000 pyramids. You know, now they're digging and unearthing all of these pyramids. So they're really around the world. So again, these mystery religions spread throughout the earth. Now, they were suppressed for a while through Christianity and some other religious systems. Probably they retained a lot of their purity in the Hindu religion, which still has many of the gods and goddesses of the ancient Greeks and Egyptians and Romans and Babylonians, but under different names. Because all these gods, remember, it was the Apostle Paul in the Bible, in the book of Acts, who said, and in Ephesus, Greece, there they worship the great goddess, Diana, whom all the world worshipeth. Now, her symbol was the crescent moon and the star. Well, on every Islamic mosque, you know, you see the same symbol of Diana. So, Diana, of course, is a witchcraft goddess. But let me give you just one small example of that. In ancient Egypt, of course, they had the great obelisk. And, Washington, D.C., we have the great obelisk of Egypt known as the Washington Monument. Now, in Mysterious Monuments, my new book, I have a picture that was published first in USA Today and the Associated Press of witches all in a circle doing a ritual and what they call a interfaith prayer vigil around the Washington Monument, which they recognize as the phallus of Osiris. And they did it, and they said our ritual will last 33 hours. And, of course, 33 is a magic number in the occult and the Masonic orders. So 33, of course, is the highest degree that a Scottish Rite Mason can earn. So here again, we have all these connections. And, of course, there's much symbology that goes back to Greece and Rome and Egypt. Throughout all of the United States, most of the state capitol buildings in the United States are all based on Greco-Roman architecture. So, yes, but the teaching of all of these mystery religions, and all of them actually have a unified belief system, they all taught that man could become God. He could earn his godhood through knowledge, through gnosis, and through ritual powers and magic. And he could become as one of the gods. And this is the duty, then, of the Illuminists. They believe that with their works, now, it's not the kind of good works we're thinking about. One of their good works, for example, George, is demonstrated at the Georgia Guidestone.
Oh, yeah, you had that in your book. I noticed that.
Yeah, and this is a Masonic pagan configuration, sort of like Stonehenge in Great Britain, where they sacrifice human beings. But this is in the little town of Everton, Georgia. I visited there, and I found amidst these huge granite monolithic stones that they had arranged there in a particularly occultic astrological way, I saw a great bronze plaque, and inscribed on it in 8 different languages, including English, French, Chinese, and Babylonian cuneiform. There was the guidestones, or the, I should say, what they believe to be the principles for the New World Order. It's actually there in the little town, near called Everton. And the first one was to maintain the population of the world in a perpetual state of only 500 million people to maintain harmony with nature. That was the first guide on these guidestones, inscribed in bronze. Now, think about this. There's 7 billion people virtually in the world today. If we were to exterminate enough to get down to just 500 million to keep it in supposed sustainable harmony with nature, as these nuts call it. And believe me, they're powerful wackos.
Yeah, sustainable development, control, you know, and all that.
They control our government.
Yes, they do.
But think of it. I mean, what a mass bloodletting will have to occur. We're going to have to see some nuclear catastrophes of some sort, and maybe that's what they have planned. Because they intend to regenerate the earth and create a paradise, a utopia, in which there will be few men left, but the God men, they, the Illuminati, will reign.
Are they against all organized religion and to bring about this new one world order? Is that what they're against, all organized religions that exist today?
Oh, no, no. They're for organized religion.
But I mean, but their own, though, right?
Well, their own religion, you know, Albert Pike, former Sovereign Grand Commander of Freemasonry, and the man who actually designed the modern 33-degree system, says in his book, which is about the classic textbook of Masons around the world, it's called Morals and Dogma of the Accepted Order and Rite of the Scottish Masons. He says every Masonic lodge is a temple of religion. Now, George, you ask a good question then. What religion? Well, they say every man of every religion can be a Mason, whether you're a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Muslim, a Christian. Or, you know, you can worship the devil, but as long as you have some kind of a supreme being. But you cannot say that your religion is the only one.
I say no exclusivity. We got to cut away again. We'll be right back. I've got you. We'll come back. Let's discuss it.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm your host, George Butler. Welcome back, Tex Mars.
Thank you, George, very much.
Now, what you were saying is they believe in no exclusivity then. Is that what you're saying when we left?
That's right. So you have to water down your religion, and you have to accept that it's not exclusive. And really, you have to believe, as they do, that behind all of the gods, there is a what they call the ineffable, unknowable God. In fact, they say that although we may worship individual deities and gods, that actually there is a force behind all of them, a great energy force, a cosmic force. The atomic energy power is very important to these people, for example. And that's why, you know, at the site of the first, where the first atomic bomb exploded in New Mexico, they have built, the elite have built a great pyramid, almost like a memorial or a monument to the, imagine an Egyptian pyramid in dedication to the first atomic bomb, which, by the way, the atom, the name atom itself, which was, you know, the atom being an element, came into use because one of the Egyptian gods was called Atum, A-T-U-M. So there's all kinds of connections here.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Back to the mystery religion.
When you start looking at it, it pops up everywhere, doesn't it? I noticed on most of the cornerstones of many churches here in Austin, there's a date that's 4,000 B.C. It says A.L., Anna Lucius. Do you notice that?
That's right, because in the Masonic fraternity, you see, they don't want it to have anything to do with A.D., which is, you know, after the death of Christ. So they go back to their own system, Anna Lucis, which was the year of light, and it goes back, you know, around 5,000 years or so. And, of course, many of the public buildings, churches, of course, but particularly courthouses, county buildings, state houses, post offices and such do have this bronze metal plaque. And you will find often the square and compass symbol of the Masons, and they will say the cornerstone here was laid by Grand Master so-and-so, you know.
Yeah.
So the Masons seem to be in charge of all these things. Now, you have to understand that when you go back into the pagan religions and the pagan practices, they always, when they would build a brand new building, especially a public building, they would always lay the cornerstone with an occult ritual, and they would use wine and oil and corn, and that's exactly what the Masons do in their cornerstone laying. But listen to this. There would also be the practice of murdering, that is, committing a sacrifice of a human being or an animal, and interment of the bones underneath the cornerstone. And that would bring in the energy powers from this energy god. Now, here's an interesting thing for you, George, that you might find. It's almost comical, but when you understand the reason why. At the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., first of all, you have to ask yourself, why should taxpayers pay for a cathedral? But it's been there, and it's run by the Episcopal Church because they're the most sort of lukewarm nothings. But interestingly enough, visited, it's a Gothic church. Now, remember, this is where after 9/11, remember President Bush and President Clinton?
Yes, they had that special service there.
Yeah, Billy Graham was there. They had Buddhist monks and Hindu, gurus and, you know, all these people there, and a Muslim imam, of course, and they all had a joint interfaith service to honor the memory. If I'd had a son or a daughter killed at 9/11, there wouldn't have been any honor to their memory and my. But in any case, the cathedral where all this was took place, I have visited. I've taken many pictures there in the book. Has all kind of gargoyles and horned devils in stone all around the ledges. Often you need a telescopic lens. This is such a huge Gothic cathedral. But I noticed there was an interesting one, and I found out that it was a new one. Guess what is way up there looking down at you? It's none other than Darth Vader. Now, from the Star Wars saga.
My gosh.
Now, you say, Darth Vader, what's he doing in stone? They paid a lot of money for a sculptor to sculpt this statue of Darth Vader, and there he is with his helmet on, looking down on everybody. But remember this. Remember in the movies, the big slogan, the Force be with you. Ah, yes, there you have the Illuminati Masonic deity, the Force God. But more than that, remember Darth Vader was the Dark Warrior. He was the Galactic Lord of Death. And of course, in the Bible, and you know, I'm not trying to preach a sermon, but I'm just saying whether you believe in Bible prophecy or I believe in it or not, these people are religious, and they believe, and they're devilish in their doctrines. And so the Bible in the book of Daniel warns that in the last days, there will be a conspiracy of the elite, and these men and their great leader to come, he, it says, this last day's king or ruler, and this small band of men, it talks about a small group around him, they will not worship the God of their fathers, but instead will worship the God of forces. Now, and by the way, it says that they will heap up great treasure of money and jewels and diamonds and silver and gold to their great God, this God of forces. Well, there's Darth Vader, and he may be comedic to us, but he represents this strange God. And by the way, the Masons call him, they have two names for him. First, they have, in their deepest theology, they call him Ensof, or Ein Sof, the energy force. But he's also known as the great architect of the universe, or the builder. And now we get back to the architecture, the architectural colossus. He is building, through his human agents, a great architectural colossus around the globe. It's in Austin, it's in Houston. It's in Washington, D.C. It's in Seattle, everywhere. And I've captured that for the first time in this book.
Oh, my gosh. That's quite a work.
The
Bohemian Grove is coming, is convening here soon, is it not? I think next Tuesday. Are these some of the same people?
Out of San Francisco. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Are these, Monterio is a close to a little town there. It's sort of southeast of there, a few miles. Are these some of the same power groups and mystery school adherents that are convening this conclave out there?
Absolutely. It's almost as if the devil has, just like the Christian church has Episcopals and Lutherans and Baptists and Assembly of God. Well, the devil has like his own denomination. And so sort of birds of a feather flock together. But they all worship this occult power. The Bohemian Grove is one of them. Then there's the Order of Skull and Bones, and then the various Masonic lodges. And they are separated amongst themselves. The United Lodge of Britain, the Scottish Rite of the United States, the York Rite, the Grand Orient Lodge, which is a very occult lodge out of Paris, France. And so there's even the Masonic Lodge in Jerusalem that meets deep inside the Cave of Zedekiah. In the city of Jerusalem, and I have a picture of that as well. So in answer to your question, the Bohemian Grove, it's interesting, while there, folks such as Alex Jones have actually been there and witnessed
it. And Mike Hansen was with him on there.
Mike Hansen, that's right.
Yeah.
And they noted, and others have noted this too, they worship, in one of their rituals called the Cremation of Care, they worship a great fire or owl god. Some 42 feet tall. And maybe when we come back, we can tell what that means.
Yeah, and the owl is prevalent out there, too. This all-seeing thing that's a predator that can see everything. And that eye is always in many of their symbols, isn't it? We'll be right back and discuss this a little bit. Thank you very much, Tess.
Get a grip. It's time to blast your forearms. The Armory is the absolute best training device to isolate and strengthen the muscles of the forearm and hand. With the Armory, you get the competitive advantage, that iron grip you desire. The Armory is patented and was designed specifically to increase your strength while being portable and easy to use. By strengthening your forearms and hands, the Armory will help you increase the length of your golf drive, accelerate your pitching speed, add power to your punch. The list goes on and on. When you use the Armory, you feel the muscle burn and experience a measurable improvement in your strength. So get a grip and increase your strength. Visit our website at armoryinfo.com today. That's armoryinfo.com. Order your Armory today.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler, your host. Welcome back, Tex Mars.
Thank you, George.
We've been talking about the occult tonight and these secret societies and these mystery school teachings. Is that basically what has dominated most of your time in the last, 30 years?
It has. But I believe Mysterious Monuments is the most important book I've ever done. And I like to explain why.
Yes, tell us why.
Because, you know, it's not only the culmination of all my other books and research. And I've really worked on this on and off for 20 years. But here's the important thing. You know, so many people, George, very well-meaning people, but they're just, I'm going to have to tell you, they're ignorant. They don't know about the conspiracy, the elite, the New World Order. They don't know how much danger we're all in of losing our Constitution and so forth. And they don't want to hear it. They're so frightened. But here's the interesting thing about architecture. You know, you get into an intellectual discussion, and I know this has happened to you, to me, and to everyone listening to us, and you have probably read, you know, scores and scores of books and articles. You're really up on what really happened at 9/11, Oklahoma City. You understand these secret societies. But to try to, you know, get that into somebody else's head, you know, they've all been taught to laugh you to scorn, to ridicule you.
It's preposterous, isn't it, the truth?
Yeah, it does. On the surface, I have to tell you, it does seem absurd.
Yes,
it sounds crazy.
It can. To someone that's never been, had looked at this at all.
So what the architecture does, though, once they began, you know, to look through my book, 875 photographs, 624 pages, the book is as big as a huge metropolis phone book, then it hits them. Here is what I call forensic evidence. This is something tangible.
Yes.
I mean, this demands a verdict.
Physical reality is there in the form of architectural buildings that were built by men, and then that means that they had certain ideas that they put into stone, right?
Exactly.
And that's real reality. That's there.
It's reality.
That you can touch it and see it.
That's right. I have pictures of an entire. Did you know that in Brazil, in Kazakhstan, in South Africa, the Illuminati are actually building entire new cities? They have built a city called Astana, or the Star City of the Illuminati, in Kazakhstan, one of these oil-rich former Soviet republics. You ought to see what's going up there. And they're going to house, they're already having meetings, something called the Palace of Peace and Reconciliation and the Congress of Leaders of World Religions. And these are housed in two great pyramids they built. But listen to this. And just in the last decade, they've also built the Great American Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee. It's an amazing structure, and it was built by an occultist, a billionaire named Isaac DeGret, who owns a Hard Rock Cafe chain, restaurant. And so they're building these things all over the United States, all over Europe. For example, a visit in Strasbourg, France, the European Parliament building, and the European community has built there a great statue of a goddess, and she's holding in her hand the symbol of the euro, their currency. But beneath her, in a very supine, cowering servant position, are pictures of the people of the world, and they're like slavishly, you know, looking up and admiring the great woman, the great goddess. And, of course, this goes back to the ancient mystery religion. And even the Bible in Revelation 17 talks about mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. So all of these things, but if people say, oh come on, can you name one Illuminati elitist? Can you name one person who was famous as a philosopher or whatever among the Illuminati and the Masons that has admitted to this? Yes. In the very introduction to my book, page one, I quote Manly P. Hall, 33rd degree, and George, this man was called the greatest Masonic scholar of the 20th century. He only died about a decade ago. He wrote numerous books. He's honored today wherever Masons are. He wrote a book called The Secret Destiny of America. Very interesting title. And this is what he says. He says, architecture remained a chosen instrument for the perpetuation of the grand design, the building of the perfect world. So this is, they have a grand design, and it is being perpetuated. That means continued. And architecture is the chosen instrument. You know, secret societies come and go. The Bohemian Grove has been very powerful for several decades. And even Helmut Schmidt, the president, the chancellor of Germany, talked about his visit there and meeting all the great powerful men. He did this, by the way, in his autobiography entitled Men and Powers. But the Bohemian Grove may go on into posterity, but this architectural colossus remains and grows, and it's all around us. And once you know what it's all about, what it means, what the secret symbols mean, then you know about the vision of these people, even that they are working with demon powers, architects, famous architects, the most famous architects of the last century, and I give you the names and their projects. And then you discover how they use occult numerology. The AT&T building, built 666 feet tall, with a great statue of the coming Antichrist, the golden boy, holding the thunderbolts in his hand that he lifts up to the prince of the power of the air, Satan. This is atop the AT&T building. And by the way, atop the Rockefeller building in New York City, and I prove this with a picture in my book, they have built a mausoleum. It's a replica of one of the ancient seven ancient wonders of the world, the tomb of Mausolus, that was from ancient Greece. Now it's in Turkey, because Turkey took over that part of Greece. What is a mausoleum, a tomb, in its total intactness, doing on top of the Rockefeller building? Remember now, this is actually the Standard Oil building. John D. Rockefeller built it. They call it the Standard Oil building. A mausoleum at the place of death. Well, that tells you something, too, what these people are into, what they believe.
Right. Your site is texmars.com. Is that correct? TexMars.com. Is that one of your main sites?
George, it is, and by the way, that same site is powerofprophecy.com.
Okay. Powerofprophecy.com. Either one, you'll get there to where you can find these books. Is that correct?
Sure. And by the way, also on powerofprophecy.com is a lot of a free article they can read about mysterious monuments and a lot of pictures of it and so forth. So even if they don't have the money to buy the book, that's okay. Just go to the website and read the free articles and such and discover the truth.
Yeah, it's a very, very good site. Getting back to the real problem of the male ego here, is that where men fail? That they love that ego to be groomed and to be flattered? And through all of these different systems of thought, whether they're mystery schools or whatever, there's a grand design. They're unique. They're a select group. They are God men. Is this where men fail the world?
Well, maybe that is part of it. Of course, you know, the Apostle Paul said the love of money is the root of all evil. But it's interesting. Money is not necessarily an object in itself, but it gains you great power. And, you know, with money, you can do so many things. Money talks, they say. So you are right. And basically, these men want to be eternal and live forever. They want a legacy. They have deceived themselves into believing that once they die, they will simply go to sleep, and then they will be reborn again, and they will come back again as a great God-man. And they believe the world is propelling itself. They'll have to kill off billions of folks, but once they do, they finally will achieve their great paradise. In fact, they believe that killing, human sacrifice, will hasten the day when they will be the God-men of this planet.
I see. Well, we're coming to the end of our program. We certainly do appreciate you being with us this evening, and we could talk for 2 or 3 more hours, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
If we had the time.
Absolutely.
I can't hold you over because I do have another guest coming on the next hour, but let's get together again sometime. Would you like that?
George, I'll be glad to, and I appreciate your program there on Secret Truth.
You have a very good insight, and the occult is everywhere, and that's who the secret rulers are, aren't they? Huh?
Oh, yes, with the Order of Skull and Bones or the Bohemian Grove or whatever.
And they're ruling
us. Part of the occult.
Yeah, but what they have out here in front is just a facade like a Western set and a movie set. Behind
that's
that,
a good way to put it.
You know what I mean? And they're hustling us, and we got to come out of the hustle, right?
There you go.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your views. Good night.